First week back from being on the road away from Froggy, and everything seems gold. We Skyped every night that I was away, and Froggy doesn't know what's going on now anyway. And Erie continues to be an absolutely amazing mum. It's my unconventional life. Frog life. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend, and occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately, though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? So, life is good. It is. I still do have moments of anxiety, but overall, it seems like the fog from the pregnancy and all the conflict is clearing. And this is in no small part because of a conversation that Erie and I had at the beginning of the week about the nature of our relationship. She brought up feeling a lack of romantic sexual intimacy. I mean, with all the physical trauma of having a baby, actual sex is off the cards for at least 6 weeks anyway. But I guess just the making out and cuddling and that sort of thing. And so it brought up the subject of how our relationship will look going forward. I tried to explain or suggest that I wanted to focus on the parenting relationship and reiterated what I'd said briefly in the past, that I felt the romantic part of the relationship was impinging on my ability to be the best dad that I could. I talked to the therapist before, and she told me some things that I found quite insightful. She said that she felt I was scared of Erie, and I was scared of speaking my truth and the effect that that might have on our parenting relationship. And I've held back from trying to establish the boundaries that we'd originally agreed upon, and I'm living in a bubble of denial and producing all this anxiety and self-hatred because of it. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. And living in fear, it's not a very nice way to live. But it does all come from my choices. And so I tried to explain some of that to Erie too. And she didn't freak out. She does seem to be settling back into the more rational, less emotional person that she was before. But in the time since we've had the conversation, Erie has seemed distant or closed off at points. I mean, she's going through a lot more than this, and I'm in awe of her. I mean, dealing with the postpartum feelings, the PTSD of a completely natural, drug-free labour and birth, it's a huge emotional burden. And as such, I felt cautious trying to impart my needs to make it worse versus being as supportive a partner as I can. But at the same time, I keep telling myself I have to stick with it and speak my truth. I am fearful at moments that ours will become the cold, uncommunicative, static relationship that I specifically wanted to avoid by having a parenting partnership. But we also exhibit a lot of joy and connection when we spend time with Amelia, seeing her grow and change and experience the world. We had our first day at the beach this week, saw her first smile. And when I saw the therapist this week, she noted that I really seemed way more at peace about Aerie and my relationship. And that can only be a good thing. She seemed positive too, that things would work out in my life in general, as well as with Aerie. And she's going to see Aerie on her own this week, which I think will be a great help too. Aerie and I watched the rest of the Netflix Tony Robbins documentary this week. It's about making difficult decisions and how we view the world and the obstacles that come up. But as is always the case, when you make a difficult decision or choice, at the very least you feel a weight lifted because of it. You feel fresh air and see blue skies for the first time in ages. You feel alive. And you feel hope. There is still great wonder and adventure in your life ahead. I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone. And everyone, a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello.